brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Sean, I've been pretty wound up here and, you know, doing my customary talking over people. But again, you did a great job with the analysis you wrote, the voiceover you did. The video and the facts are posted at Infowars.com. Obama impeachment 2012. In the time we have, I mean, this is a big deal. This is crunch time here. This is choke or fight back and survive. We've got to scream bloody murder politically. And as you said, say, look, we know you're rigging both parties. You blocked Ron Paul. You're doing all this. But we in the court of public opinion can and will expose you. What are you asking the listeners to do? I know I've begged them to get this video out to everybody they know in the article Kurt Nemo wrote. What are some other ideas you've got, Sean?
No, you're right. I mean, it's got to start with informing the public and going through a rudimentary form of action. Call your congressman, you know, start just get politically aware, have discussion. I mean, to me, it's discussion is the launching point of all things. We're launching website, thewaronevil.com. And the premise of it is, you know, as Plato said, ignorance is the stem and the root of all evil.
Ooh, that's a great name, thewaronevil.com. Is that up yet?
it's up. We're adding content at the moment, but the point is that it's up online. You can see an hour long talk show that I hosted, you know, as a trial called What's Really Going On, and it's me hosting with six people, regular everyday people talking in a Democratic.
Ooh, I love the name, the Real Resistance Project.
The Renaissance, the Real Renaissance. Because the whole point is we want a renaissance. We need a rebirth of creativity. We need to spread creativity amongst our people and to think and to become aware. By becoming conscious, that is the first step toward that.
See, my mind read the Real
Resistance.
Yeah.
That we're building too, man. We'll start a resistance project too.
I agree. The resistance to their post-industrial eugenics, Agenda 21, is the new renaissance. I agree.
Yeah, precisely, because it's about creativity. It's about inspiring the mind of man. The mind of man is the most powerful thing. That is the source of all wealth that can be created in society.
Yes.
Their monetary system, which is the empire, is collapsing. It doesn't have real worth. Even gold is just the valuation. What is the real gold is in the mind of man, what you're able to invent, what you're able to offer, to communicate, to conceive of the world, your perception. That's the gold. And the mind war, as you know, the info war, that's what's been waged and successfully won on the American people, especially the last 40-plus years since the cultural, the counterculture revolution of our country, 68 time period. So now we're taking it back. The new generation's going to step up and say, no, we need to have access to democratic style forms of discussion and go back to our concept of a republic, which is based on principle. And interesting, I had a good conversation with Jordan Maxwell last night, who I think you know pretty well as an Illuminati researcher. And his whole point is, look, there's a corporation that runs the United States. The U.S. corporation was incorporated around 1871, and they changed the constitutional verbiage from the Constitution of the United States to the Constitution for the United States. And that was for the new corporation that we now live under, which is why it's so easy for them to change the laws. And so readily, they don't care about the violating the Constitution because the Constitution is for a corporation now, not for the natural Constitution that was supposed to be given to us by our founding fathers. So maybe in the course of having this impeachment process and actually going out and spreading the news, we'll recognize the fact that, wait a minute, a corporation has taken over that republic which used to stand.
Well, I agree with you, and we're at the crossroads right now, and this is a powerful video that's been put together. And I'm honored, Sean, that you contacted us, because I know you've got a lot of different film crews and TV shows and a lot of people at your disposal. Thank you for including the InfoWars team and what you did here, because I think we've made a dynamic duo.
Absolutely, and thank you for standing up and saying what you're saying and doing it on a daily basis, because frankly, it takes guts. And Jordan Maxwell told me that last night. He's like, you know, Alex is really brave for saying what he's saying at a time like this. You know, a lot of people would just they'll focus on smaller issues, things that, you know, the Democratic Party or Republican Party can, you know, get behind. But you've been attacking consistently the oligarchy, and that's the real enemy. It's the empire based out of England.
Exactly. Well said. Sean Stone, thank you so much for your courage. And, of course, Jordan's. We'll be right back with your phone calls and news. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Latest on Zbigniew Brzezinski, a bunch of breaking news on Iran, the economy. We're going to get a quick update again because our reporter is on it with inside sources, what Henningsen said 2 days ago, writing for Infowars.com and here on the radio, has turned out to be true. I was listening to Fox Radio this morning, and they were saying rumors are now in sources that they're preparing in the next 72 hours for a big announcement. Preparing lends credence to the fact that they're worried about civil unrest if they do not indict George Zimmerman. And then they were cutting to reporters going, well, yes, we're talking to people, you know, inside the prosecutor's office, and it doesn't look like. So, again, they're starting to lean towards all that. But he says he has the source inside, and I know Henningsen does first-rate work. I didn't even ask his source because it's a confidential source. I mean, as the editor of Infowars.com, I could make him tell me, but I don't even want to know. His source inside of the prosecutor's office there, just like I had sources inside Arpaio's office, but I had to send reporters there to confirm what my sources told me, and indeed, that is what they told us then on camera. And, of course, it was Henningsen out there doing those interviews as well. Okay, and enough of that. That's coming up right now. Let's go to Alan in Illinois. Alan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I really appreciate everything you do and all the work you've been doing. It means a lot to us, to a lot of us out here.
Thank you.
I want to take time to maybe talk to you for a minute about what happened with the Action Now, with the New York protests and the national protests. I felt like as part of what happened here locally in Illinois, I was at some of the demonstrations and the protests, and it was rampant in disorganization and in people not actually knowing what they're trying to do. So
that always happens during periods of unrest because of depressions. I mean, at first, you're not going to have organized groups. You have the Democrats trying to take control of it. And as soon as they couldn't take control of it, they flushed it.
Yes, sir. Well, I've been listening to you for a long time and trying to figure out the best way to try to put together what you're saying and into action. And I put something together I call Action Now, and it's written down here. I'm putting the last, ends on it. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't talked to you before. But I'm putting the last on this, and what it's doing is taking what I think is wrong and what you've been talking about, whether it's the banking or the military actions or the safety of our food and water, and I've put it into what I call an umbrella and a type plan. And I'm hoping that maybe you would be interested in listening or taking some time to help me finish this so that what I'm saying is accurate, because I'm just a person who listens to what you say. I'm not an expert in, taxation. I'm not an expert in economy. But anyway, just so I don't drag you on too much, under Action Now, just real quick, I took each one of those letters from Action Now, and I put it into a little heading. And under A, it would be like abolish the American banking system, the private banking system, and then the Fed. And under C, it would say cancel all foreign military action, offensive military action, that is. And under T, it would say take steps to see that we have clean, safe food, and safe food, water, medicines, and vaccines. And on and on, insisting that the Constitution be reinstated. And under O, I have overhaul the educational system and pop the college bubble. And it goes on and on to where I think that one of the things that was happening when I was at this protest was everybody was standing around, and it felt like everybody had an idea what they wanted, but nobody had any cohesion so that the policies could be moving forward.
Yeah, but that was done on purpose. Soros and others orchestrated everybody to show up at those meetings by leaving it nebulous, and then tried to come in and act like there was no leadership and take control of it. But anytime somebody brought leadership, the operatives would activate and run you out. They wanted protesters to project what the globalists wanted, higher taxes to be paid to the elites as banker bailout money. And when that didn't happen, they had a coordinated Homeland Security raids in cities all over the country to arrest and remove people. I appreciate your call. Interesting ideas that you raise. And so that's what was done. Now they're moving on to trying to cause a race war. As long as the people are out fighting and angry but don't know, which direction they're going in, that helps the banksters. But your point about going after the private Federal Reserve, it's just exposed that we don't have a legitimate government. They own the two major parties at the top. They're trying to take our liberties. And little guys, regardless of race, color, creed, religion, have got to stick together for the Bill of Rights and Constitution and its enforcement so we don't get enslaved. Let's go to another call here. Heather in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. That's an awesome video. I'm going to be spreading it.
Thank you.
I want to thank you. And first of all, I want to let you know you're my daughter's hero. I don't know if she's listening. You covered the draconian judge back in November. That was my video from YouTube, just so you have an idea. I did want to say, you did an interview the other day with the guy from the IRS, and I thought that was an amazing, amazing interview. And sorry, I have the flu, and I'm a little bit nervous.
Oh, I totally understand. Don't be nervous, man. You sound great. Look, I'm babbling half the time. You're not babbling. You're totally cogent and focused here. But going back to, yes, the judge saying, you know what? I'm just going to take your child and hand it over to somebody. I'm not going to give it to either one of you for no reason. And that thing really went viral. What ended up happening with that case?
Well, my daughter, she actually, she won in the appeals court. They gave her her children back. As a result of a lot of threats and intimidation, I don't want to go into it too much. The judge recused, and the second judge appointed himself. So she moved back home to Michigan, and right now she has more paperwork in the Court of Appeals that she's awaiting decisions on. But the fight's not over. But the thing is, the kids are safe. They're with her. And I know she wants me to thank you so much. You're her hero. But I wanted to mention the interview that you had with the IRS guy.
Yes.
I totally agree with you at the end. You said, you know, it's not about courage. It's about self-preservation. And, you know, you can only do so much, Alex, and you're covering the big topics. Everybody needs to stand up.
Exactly. You've got to fight in your area. Look, God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. I want to say something about this right now because this hit me this morning while I was exercising. It hit me driving into work. It hit me while she was talking. The reason I get mad when people say you're a hero, you've got courage, man, you're one in a million, you're so great. I'm not. I'm somebody who studied history, so I recognize the signs of tyranny 20 years ago. I got on air 17 years ago. I took action. There are people better looking, more eloquent, listening right now, who have better organizational skills, everything, who could do better than what I've done in 17 years. But I have persevered. That's really one of the positive points. And the system tries to tear me down in the image of Alex Jones. They want to make it about Alex Jones so they can then destroy me and then try to destroy the idea of liberty. And I have become a giant of resistance, a giant of conspiracy, as the mainstream media calls it, not trusting known certified criminals and liars. That's what a conspiracy theorist is. Thinking for yourself, not being a chump. That means conspiracy theorist. But it isn't like, oh, great, I reach tens of millions of people every week. It's like, wow, what an incredible responsibility. How do I do a better job? That's why I get so excited when I see Sean Stone doing something or Mike Adams. That's why I get so excited when I see you do something, is because I realize they're not going to stop us. And more people are taking action. But it's not because you're a hero. It's not because you're going to go out and win every time you fight corruption. It's because when you let evil take over, things get very, very destructive very, very quickly. There's no end to it, because just because you've got one level of corrupt people in place, they're going to get removed by the next level that's even worse, and then on and on and on. That's what happens. We're in danger, folks. I'm not doing this because I'm a hero and I'm going to fix it all. I'm doing it because I'm trying to survive here. I know history. I know geopolitical systems. And I've got something I want to show viewers. If you go to Infowars.com, you can link through in the Obama impeachment article. Impeach Obama 2012, Join the National Campaign is the name of the video. But on the website, it's just called Obama Impeachment 2012 is the name of the article. But I'm reading some of these during the last break, and look at this person commenting here. And I'm not mad that they're attacking me. I'm sad, because even if I just got involved in this, they shouldn't be mad at me. But the truth is, I've been saying impeach Obama for over 3 years, and I've been having the Congress people on the show. You know how hard it is to get them on? And I've been covering it. I mean, I've been the focal point of trying to impeach him. I've been covering it every day intensely in the last year. And they say, it's about time somebody brings this to the surface. What happened to Alex Jones on this? Question mark, question mark, question mark. What happened to you? You certainly weren't watching the show or listening. Why have we not heard anything from Ron Paul? I will say this. We need to see more on Ron Paul about supporting the impeachment stuff. I never criticized Ron Paul, but he needs to go after Obama. I said that day one, make his campaign about that, and didn't happen. I said to him in the last interview, I said to go after him. So he's right on that. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Something just doesn't seem right with this picture. Well, something doesn't seem right with you saying I haven't been covering this. And again, don't go after people in the arena. I want to see something out of all of you out there before you tell me I'm not doing enough. because it's that attitude that's got us in this position. Nobody's done more than I have. And then you one-up me like you're the big man?
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
All right, I'll go back to your phone calls and then a bunch of other news that I haven't gotten to. I promise I'm going to blitz through some news. I promise I will attempt as best I can. But, again, it's not that somebody criticizes me. I don't care about that. I don't care when Nightline, you know, says I'm dangerous and evil. In fact, I think I see that as a badge of honor. that I'm drawing flack from some of the biggest enemy propaganda guns. It's that when the average internet type person just always says, Jones is a Fed, and then that one-ups to where they're a moral person because they've said they're good and I'm bad. I know I'm good. I know I'm real. I know I'm a model of resistance and victory, thanks to God's graces, your prayers, and support. And I want to live up to the great honor and potential I've been given. But I really want to teach others that they have power. And when people lie, because 99% of the time, it's just total made-up garbage. You know, Alex hasn't been covering Obama impeachment. What do you mean? I've been the very tip of the spear. I've been criticized for promoting it. Alex isn't covering this executive order for martial law. What are you talking about? Alex isn't covering NDAA. Alex isn't covering the new SOPA bill. Alex, what are you talking about? It's all I do. And I just think of the person behind their keyboard who decides to complain about somebody who's in the arena bloodied while they sit in the stands picking their nose and eating their boogers. And I hate to use that analogy, but that's basically spiritually what they're doing. I mean, I'm out here with a shield and a club fighting a big cyclops, and I got, you know, all these political cuts and all sorts of stuff. And dust in my eyes and my throat's, you know, dry and I'm bleeding. And they're up there in the stands going, he ought to be in the arena. I can't believe he's in Maui right now, laying out in the sun. Can I have another pina colada, please? And they're actually in Maui watching me in the arena on a big screen TV. And I'm in the arena and they're in pina colada. I'm going to go surfing. Look at him. Can't believe he's in Maui drinking a pina colada. It's just like, it hurts me in that I realize they're this weak, they're this pathetic, they're this weird. I mean, I have trouble criticizing people who are in the arena. I just don't get it. I'm trying to build people up. I'm trying to find other leaders. I'm trying to form the best resistance I can. I soul search how I can be more effective. I beat myself up not doing enough. And then I just see somebody saying, Alex isn't covering impeachment. I'm sick of it. And people are like, don't respond to the trolls, Alex. You know, that's wrong. They're just stupid. No, I went and looked at this person's channel, and there's some other ones in there too. These probably aren't even trolls. These are people who actually just want to gripe. And here's another article, SPLC on New Black Panthers. There's no such thing as hate speech. Yeah, that's an article that just came out today. He talked to the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the deputy head under Morris Lee's, Mark Potok, and there's no such thing as hate speech when the Black Panthers, or the New Black Panthers, say kill the crackers, kill Whitey. By the way, is he popping in with an update on that at 40 after still? Okay, I told you there's more news coming up. Jackie in New Mexico, I, the person who've not done enough to expose Obama and putting you on air, I want to apologize. In fact, I'm going to curtsy to everyone right now. Okay? Here we go. Zoom the camera up. Come on, I'm standing up here. Come on, we can tilt. Okay, here you go. I've not done enough. We're not worthy. We're not worthy. Okay? All right, I haven't done enough. Now I bet that guy feels like a big man. What's his name on here? The guy that said I'm not doing enough? Freedom Nation 2 or something? So there you go. You're the big man now. You got Alex Jones to respond to you. You went on the internet. Why didn't you go comment on different videos promoting the video? I'll go to break and come back to Jackie and then Jay and Paul and Sam and John before Henningsen joins us. Why didn't you go on other? In fact, let me go to his page. Zoom in, guys. Let me go to this person saying I'm doing nothing. And let's see what this guy is doing over here. Let's see the last comments he's left. It's probably just criticizing. Young Jew speaks out. Obama administration guilty of high crimes. Guitar fret leveling. Hey, you got videos about guitars? You're not doing enough. Where are your comments? Oh, it's about guitars and stuff. Oh, look, we're not doing enough, but the video he's using is ours by a Native American. Cannabis. It's a pothead or a guy promoting pot who is in here telling us we're not doing enough. You need to do more. How dare you?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
I hope you'll join us in getting the video we produced with Sean Stone at InfoWars.com and getting the free 10-minute video launching a national campaign of grassroots awareness to impeach Obama, because we're not doing enough here at InfoWars. We're working for Obama, like some of the neocons have said. Please help us get this out to everybody. Be in the arena with us. Your Facebook, your Twitter, your old MySpace, your email list, your coworkers right now. Send this out to everyone you know. Impeach Obama 2012. Join the national campaign. And I'm going to get a Twitter out during the next break to my Twitter followers at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Please help us now. Also, don't forget, we are listener supported. With your 15 cent a day PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, you get the 3-hour radio show with a whole video format, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post. Now 9 years of material this month in April. It's now been over 9 years. We launched it like April 3rd or 4th, 9 years ago. The site works super awesome now. It's had a few hiccups over the years. And you get a 15-day free trial. You can go there right now. And one membership, a $5.95 a month membership, you know, the cost of two Starbucks cups of coffee a month,
is really six memberships, because we allow people with the same username passcode to have six people logged in simultaneously. Obviously, don't use a username or passcode that's to your other stuff if you're going to share it, though. I need to add that. We have a little point to that. You know, make up something new. Change your passcode. Change it frequently, but share it with people. So six memberships for 15 cents a day or whatever it comes out to. The point is that that's how you support us. Also, I promote things I think are a great value. I promote things I use, like eatfoodsdirect.com. That's the storable food company. I did a lot of research. Biggest, longest lasting, best. That's who I use, eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex has the discounts. On the water filtration, I've got reverse osmosis. I've got rainwater collection. I live in the country now, so I don't have to have city water, thank God. But I know that you miss a lot of trace minerals and things that are good for you with just reverse osmosis or distilled. So I do a smattering. I cook with distilled reverse osmosis, and then I make iced tea with gravity-fed water. Or when I go on the road, I have a little travel system. And I've done research. There's some other good filters out there that are gravity-fed. But if you want a lower price and the next level, bigger filters, faster, no priming, higher quality, impregnated with colloidal silver, all of it in these babies, ProPure. And when you buy them at InfoWars.com, you already get the lowest price. We were like 1% lower than anybody else. Well, I've decided to go 10% lower, so that's 11% off anybody else with the ProPure at InfoWars.com, product code WATER. You put that in, you get 10% off, not just that, but the other water filtration products like the shower filter and the rest of it. And again, you can put swamp water in here and drink it healthily. A lot of the heavy metals and things, it reduces it down to non-detectable levels. Things like fluoride, designed to go through things, it only reduces it. But if you put these special fluoride filters on, that's a chemical process, it reduces it down to almost nothing, but there's still some. The point is that it's good for your family. It's good for you, and your purchase supports our broadcast. So the ProPure family, available at InfoWars.com right now. Or if you have any questions, 888-253-3139. Pray for one of our great ladies that answers the phones here. She's having to have gallbladder surgery tomorrow. And I'm not going to even say her name. I just want to give her some privacy. Don't worry about it. Please pray for my whole crew and pray for us, one of the sweet ladies that normally answers the phone. We've only got one person answering them right now, so please be patient. 888-253-3139. Well, that's not true, because the phones rotate into the back office, and they answer them, too, back in the shipping office. 888-253-3139 if you want to learn more about the ProPure. Okay, let's go ahead, and don't forget the product code WATER. Jackie in New Mexico, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for mentioning those clueless people that are talking about you not doing enough. What a joke. I feel sorry for them, too, because they're obviously current on their vaccines. And that's
well, I mean, the weird thing is it's like a culture of, he's not doing enough. It's like you make yourself big by saying somebody else isn't doing enough. And it's like so pathetic and loserish. And I noticed it not just with me. It's culture-wide. It's like all these wimps that think they're really tough and want to tell you, you know, how they were at, you know, the jiu-jitsu training all day. And I'm just like, good, good, okay, wonderful. I mean, it's like, okay, great. What are you doing to fight tyranny? It's like a game of one-upsmanship, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No problem at all. Listen, that's the reason I called in, because I called to tell you about a vaccine injury that I sustained in February. Because people need to know how sinister the system is in trying to get us vaccinated. That's one of their methods of trying to kill us. You've told us that many times. And this is a new level of lowness for sure. Now, just a very quick background. When I was serving in the Air Force, I was in an accident. I broke my thoracic spine. They basically fused it, put me in a body cast, and, you know, said, good luck with that. Well, during the 10 years that I spent fighting with the VA for benefits, I rehabbed myself in and out of a body cast and all that. They couldn't have cared less about me. Well, anyway, luckily I rehabbed myself because I learned about alternative health care and organic food. Now, so I never had to take any pain meds at all for the chronic pain. But a couple times a year I would get serious migraine headaches. you know, I know you've talked about migraines before, you've had them. You know they're bad. That's different than chronic pain.
Yeah, it hurts so bad it feels good. I don't have a lot of migraines. It's always allergy related. Every time I go bike riding during a really bad allergy time, I was having a migraine so bad one time it was like explosions of pain, and it was so painful it went beyond being painful. I don't know how to explain it, but go ahead.
Well, on February 7th, I was 3 days into one of those episodes, and in the middle of the night, I called a friend. I was vomiting, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he insisted, let's go to the ER. Well, they had to give me heavy narcotics at first just to get the pain under control. And I told them, listen, this Zomig nasal spray helps me. Please, just administer that.
Yes.
Well, they tried to give me attitude because I was trying to tell them what to do. And
okay, so long story short, what happened?
So long story short, they gave me two doses of this Zomig, and I thought, how strange. They gave me two doses, but I was so out of it from whatever they had already given me, I didn't get it, and they wouldn't let my friend in with me. Well, after 3 days of uncontrollable vomiting and other bodily fluids, I ordered my medical records from the hospital. They had given me the Fluzone nasal mist. They gave me one Zomig, and then they gave me that Fluzone nasal mist, which is a flu vaccine. I told them I did not.
No. They forcibly do this all the time with children, adults. It's in the news. They're training the medical system to just do whatever they want. And since you mentioned vaccines, I've talked to people that are only, one person's like 52. But the point is, so many people that are getting the flu shots now go numb or get neurological disorders or get Alzheimer's when they're in their 50s. It is an epidemic, and old people are getting it. And a lot of times they, quote, get the Alzheimer's 2 days after they've had the shots. So now doctors are saying give kids painkillers. This is in the news today. It's up at InfoWars.com from Natural News. Or at least give kids high-powered Tylenol when they're given a shot to help them sleep, because so many of them are getting sick and complaining after the shots or even having convulsions. They found if they give them an anti-inflammatory of some type, that either liquid ibuprofen or for whatever reason they say that the Tylenol is having an anti-inflammatory, that they won't have it. That's how devastating it is they're talking about administering painkillers with vaccines. So what happened to you after the they go, oh, you got a headache? You think a nasal spray will help bring down the inflammation? That's what happens to me. I get a big sinus thing and then boom, off the races. And so they said, we'll give you something, lady.
I've been in bed since then, and I am a yoga teacher. I teach Qigong and Tai Chi. I've been teaching for 20 years. I ride my bike, and I have been in bed for 2 months since February 7th.
Well, listen, we have a good family friend who was Olympic swimmer, whole nine yards, in great shape. He was supposed to go in for one stent. The doctor put like 14 stents in his heart he didn't need. Turns out that doctor did it all the time. He just won a lawsuit against him. And I'm not a litigious person, but when they're wrong, they're wrong. You should sue them for doing a medical procedure that you told them don't give to me. And you need, and even if they beat it, it doesn't matter. You got to teach these scumbags, these little medical tyrants, they're not God. I appreciate your call. We're going to go to Jay, Paul, Sam, John, and others here in just a moment, but I wanted to get a quick update from Patrick Henningsen. Now, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, I want to show you a document cam shot right here of two different articles, both these right here. And on this, you can see a Jones Report article from February 15th, 2007. That's now a derelict website. We had that as an ode to Drudge, but don't have the personnel, so we don't really even update that site. It's kind of an emergency backup out there in case they ever seize our other servers or domains. We've got Jones Report, Infowars.net, a few other little juicies out there. But the point is that it says neo-Nazi rally was organized by FBI informant. And it's got him being questioned. He admits he's an FBI operative. This is the same area of Orlando where they always have the white supremacist on record. Orlando Sentinel, run by the government, marching through the black neighborhoods on a yearly basis, trying to start a race war. So it's a key beta test area. Now they have the Black Panthers, the new Black Panthers, saying, kill Whitey, there's not enough blood, burn down Orlando, and they don't get in trouble. They're on record saying, murder white people, burn down Florida, nobody gets in trouble. That's because NBC's caught editing tapes of where 911's like, yes, Mr. Zimmerman, is he black, Hispanic, white, or color? Well, he looks like he's black. They edit that into the earlier tape where they're like, yeah, he's acting weird, walking around in circles. He's either up to no good or on something. They edit it together. Yeah, he looks like he's black. He's bad. I mean, these are cold-blooded crooks. NBC is in bed more than anybody with Obama. I mean, they want a race war here. And I've already gotten into Hal Turner being a federal agent. That came out. Only federal agents are allowed to say stuff like that, okay? If you got up on air, even on a small station, and said, burn down buildings, start killing white people or black people, and if you weren't a fed, you would be arrested within 12 hours. Guarantee. Guarantee. Happens all the time. You're not a fed, you go to jail. You're a fed, you can do whatever you want. And they are feds, 100%, or they're useful idiots. And here's the latest article by Patrick Henningsen, who's been on fire lately. SPLC on New Black Panthers. There's no such thing as hate speech. Patrick Henningsen and Aaron Dykes, and they interviewed him yesterday. He called up and got Lord Potok. Hey, I want to call Potok ourselves and invite him on the show, the head creature over there. I heard some interesting things about Potok off the record from some people that work there. They're like, oh, he's a nice guy. He's a... I'm not even going to go there. Anyways, go back to... Okay, well, if you are a nice guy, then repent, Potok. I mean, I was told how... I'm not even going to get into it. It'll give away who it is. The point is that you guys helped set up the Elohim City Group and the whole McVeigh thing, and that got covered up. And you're involved in so much of the stuff, and now you're not saying the new Black Panther Party is bad. I keep saying new. It's new Black Panther, not old Black Panthers. Totally different group. This is the new federal idiot group. I'm not defending perfectly everything the old Black Panthers did, but they did some good. This is the federal model of that. I take you now to Patrick Henningsen. Patrick, this is a big deal. Tell us about your conversation with him, and I want you to call him back and record the conversation, let him know you're doing it. Tell us about your stroke of genius, which I ought to do. That's common sense, actually, calling up Lord Potok and what he said to you.
Yeah, I called Mark Potok and spoke to Southern Poverty Law Center. And the conversation started. I wanted confirmation from the Southern Poverty Law Center that there were, in fact, neo-Nazi armed patrols marauding through the streets of Sanford. And rightly so, he denied that those reports were true. And, of course, we debunked that yesterday.
Well, no, they're attacking people, and they're obviously fed-run.
So I said to him,
but they don't want to get that shut down. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I asked him directly. I said, what about this radio broadcast with the new Black Panthers calling for blood in the streets, get suited and booted, kill Cracker, and so forth? I said, and a dead or alive bounty on the head of George Zimmerman for $10,000. And he said, I said, is this not hate speech? Can these people be arrested? He said, there's no such thing as hate speech. He's all, because
this is a group that pushes that Soviet idea of the speech. No, it's a terroristic threat, racketeering, but obviously what they would call hate speech. So now Mr. Hate Speech says it doesn't exist.
Yeah, they're selective. They're targeting citizen militia groups, particularly Minutemen groups all over the country.
Who actually aren't racist and didn't do anything, like the Hatari, who said, I hope things don't get much worse. We may have to defend ourselves.
Exactly. Aaron and I broke that down completely in an article that's up on Infowars.com right now. But the breaking news, Alex, for the Zimmerman case, special prosecutor is going to announce on Wednesday that Zimmerman will be charged, but not with first-degree murder, okay? And this has been controlled right back
wait,
to the...
Wait, stop. Because you have a source inside who said that they weren't going to charge him with the murder or manslaughter or Capital One or any of those different variants. But I guess now, because the pressure are worried about stuff, or maybe the locals understand that Obama wants to have a race war breakout, that they're going to charge him, with a weapons charge? Or where'd you get this information?
I've got a source, a judge inside the Central Florida court system in Sanford. Okay, so this is right in the heart of what's going on. Now,
wait, this is breaking here. You're saying you have a judge who's told you that he will be charged. Tell us what it is.
Well, they said that there might be a grand jury or a charge, but it's not going to be for a first-degree murder. Now, this has just broken in the Washington Post about 10 minutes ago as well. The Washington Post has said, it's all over the news media right now, that Zimmerman will be charged. Now, the special prosecutor, Corey, in Sanford, she hasn't specified what that charge is going to be. So this does follow along the earlier leads and information that I got that said that this is being directed by the Department of Justice. Zimmerman's lawyers have been ordered off the case. They say they've dismissed themselves, but they have been ordered off the case. There's going to be there's a new lawyer on, and Zimmerman's been transferred out of state. He's out of Florida right now. Now,
what exactly were you told by the judge? And I mean, how do we know he's right?
Well, he gave me his best prediction, which was that this is going to move away from a racial themed event
to anti-gun.
Yes. No. Well, to redefining self-defense as far as the Florida laws are concerned, and this could have effects nationally. But that, of course, as we know, is an entree into a Second Amendment. And this is something Obama is going to do in his second term. And also,
well, that's what they've been planning. So now they're going to make it where, like England, you can't even shoot somebody in your own house, basically.
Yeah, Obama can't do this in his first term. He has to wait till after the election. This whole George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin escapade is basically softening the soil for what's coming in the second term, which is an attack on gun restrictions for starters, and that's obviously knocking on the door of the Second Amendment. But the important thing here, Alex, is Obama, when he said, when I have a son, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin, that wasn't a random comment. When the President of the United States comments on a ongoing investigation that has nothing to do with the federal government, how would Ron Paul comment on that?
Well, look at MSNBC and editing audio. I mean, these people are incredible. So you're saying you talked to a judge that is in the town, and he said it's his prediction, or the intel he's got is they're going to try some gun charge?
No, he said they're going to revisit the Stand Your Ground law.
Did he give you any hint of what type of charge they're going to have for Zimmerman?
He didn't give me any hint on charge. I think that's going to be up to the special prosecutor. But my guess is that it's going to be a gun charge. It's not going to be a first-degree murder charge. Now, basically, the whole point of this is this stinks all the way up to Washington, D.C. And this
look at Mexico. They had the leader of that just last week say, ban your guns, you cause our violence. No, the drugs your government helps produce do it, and the guns our government shipped in do it. They plan to blame that. So now they make it a civil rights issue. This has already begun, where blacks are like, hand the guns in, or you're racist.
Yeah, and it's going to be a controlled staged trial, which is going to be like an O.J. Simpson kind of circus. And in the end, it's quite likely that Zimmerman will be he won't be charged with any first-degree murder charge, but it will open up a whole national conversation to be dominated on CNN, Fox, NBC, and all the rest of it to talk about gun restrictions in America. And this is an entree into Obama's second term where the DOJ wants to do some serious damage to the Second Amendment. And Obama did not say that randomly, that comment about Trayvon looking like his son. That was engineered. As you can see, Eric Holder has come and intervened in what is a Florida affair. It's not a federal matter at all. It has nothing to do with the FBI, no interstate trafficking, nothing. So we can see right here exactly what it is. It's a top-down engineered controlled event.
All right, well, we're going to watch. They have announced this morning, the 72-hour announcement, so we'll know in 2.5 days from now, and we'll find out if your judge friend is accurate in this. But they've got 4 witnesses saying that Zimmerman was being attacked by Trayvon Martin.
And there's something else, Alex. There's a story, and the reason this won't fly in the grand jury, a year ago, this is according to the police department, George Zimmerman helped a homeless black man who was beaten by the son of a policeman, and it was covered up. And Zimmerman went to black churches and eventually got a help to get a conviction against a policeman's son.
That's right, and he marched in the groups. Now, it's all a total made-up psyop. and it's going to be used to go after our guns. The NRA got the intel that he does plan to ban semi-autos, physical holding of them. I mean, we're talking actual confiscation next administration. And folks, believe me, you've seen all this other tyranny. They will try or do anything. Patrick, thank you so much. Really appreciate you spending time with us in that breaking news here. Let's jam in a few more phone calls here. Jay in California. Jay, you're on the air.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, awesome what you're doing with Sean Stone. That's why I'm so excited to be on. And I've kind of been wanting to get on the last couple weeks when it hit me listening to your show and Lynn LaRouche that this is everything. If he doesn't get impeached before the election, it's everything. But this is a way that we can really do it legally. It's Obama's first order of business. And I know you covered it back at the time. Executive Order 13489. Everybody can look it up. And it was literally changing the National Archive of the Executive Branch so that every bit of his record is expunged. If we can expose that or make a congressional inquiry into that.
No, you're right. And he's the guy that said he would be the most transparent. I mean, it's a new level of deception and lying. That's why we've got to move to impeaching to rebuke all this and say it's illegal. That's why we've launched Impeach Obama 2012, join the national campaign, big red link up at Infowars.com. Please help us, folks. And you're absolutely right. Kurt Nimmo in his article about this mentions that. We've got to say no. Even if we don't get the impeachment, we rebuke it in the court of public opinion. When they try to restrict our Second Amendment, we say, you're terrorists that ship guns into Mexico. You create the crisis. You edit the 911 tapes. You create the crises. Don't do it anymore.
That's it. And that's such a huge thing that if everybody understood that he changed the rules. We can go back and look at every other president's history. This president, as a matter of national security, said that his history is erased.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the points. Very good call. Look, if you put it all together, it's insane, the amount of tyranny. I mean, it is wild what's going on. They tell Congress, you don't get to know about the NSA now. I mean, Congress is the government. It's the purse. We're going to launch wars. The UN said so. Congress is told, shut up. The TSA is grabbing children's genitals. I mean, it's all off the chart. They're attacking us with chemicals and biologicals of the food and water, all of it. Before we end this hour, I just want to encourage everybody to go get the video. It's free and spread it around to everybody you know. It's at Infowars.com. The link is right there. Impeach Obama 2012. Join the national campaign. Okay? Just get the video. Send the link out to everybody. Send the article Nimmo did. Send it out to everyone. In fact, show them the front page of InfoWars briefly. Also, if you want to financially support us and the operation here and all the stuff we face and help us build up our operation, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. And it's just heads above the rest. Super vitamin and mineral mixes like Beyond Tangy Tangerine that has all the trace elements and stuff. There's nothing like it out there. I've taken other vitamins and minerals. There's nothing even close to this. InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor. Get discounts. Buy it in bulk. And, of course, your purchase does support what we do here. And I want to thank everybody that's involved in that. Infowarsteam.com. There's also a number, 877-551-1301, there on the site as well. Infowars Team. That's one word, Infowarsteam.com. Don't forget the nightly news tonight. I should put a plug in for that. I'll be hosting it. And we've got the one, the only, Gerald Celente on with us to track all of this as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.